Welcome to Black Ass News. This is your Black Ass News host, Tanisha Mercer. For those of you who follow the Black Ass News Facebook page, I actually got on Harriet Tubman's internet hyping up Kwame Brown for that verbal mollywop of Matt Barnes. In case you guys don't know, everything went off the rails last week. Apparently, with this internet beef. And I'm gonna be honest, you know, Kwame definitely went in on Matt. You guys Google it if you don't know what it is. Now, this week, I come to find out, Kwame, come to find out he's a whole ass dusty and musty Trump supporter who actually blamed Breonna Taylor for her own death. Listen, I take all of what I said back. This is an official black ass retraction. Child, I even got on the internet and said I was going to poke my ass out and push my boobs up, and I was going to go on a search and rescue mission to find Kwame in these ATL streets so I can catch and release him. Like I said, I take it all back. Maybe I can find Matt. Where is Matt? Boo, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Kwame is out here playing us like the broken ice cream machines at McDonald's, like the long ass receipts at CVS, like the 4 for $4 at Wendy's. It's always the viral ones you don't know. Now, for me, sports is not my ministry, okay? I'm not the biggest sports fan. So when I heard all the clapback was going on, it became, you know, like, I was like, who is this Kwame? Like, who is Kwame? I mean, he was out here talking about Charlemagne the God. Now, listen, there can be multiple things true at one time, okay? The fact of the matter is, you know, he definitely was right about his comments about Charlemagne the God and some of those rape charges he had and him being very rapey. He was right about that. You know, broken clock is right twice a day, okay? He was also right for getting in Matt Barnes' ass. But I hate that I was out here hyping him up, though, okay? And him and Matt, you know, that whole thing is just, this is like, I'm like, what is this? Is this like some old beef? That we don't know anything about. It came out of nowhere. Like, I swear, it was not, the whole Matt Barnes versus Kwame Brown beef was not on my bingo card for 2021. All right, because that really kind of came out of nowhere. But the thing is that what I don't like folks to be out here chasing black women clout, like melanin keyboard flexing, okay? Because as much as we talk about, especially in this space, about the need for black women to feel protected, you can't talk out the side of your neck, right, about black women, and then you're a whole ass, you know, Trump supporter, conservative, you're talking, and you're blaming Breonna Taylor for her own death. I can't make those two things correlate. So at this point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hush. Okay, I'm going to hush next time. Silence over Jerusalem, okay? I'm not going to say nothing. All I know is that it is really ashy here, and I hate it. Make sure you guys follow Black Ass News for the latest in politics, pop culture, and celebrity news. Check out the Black Ass News Facebook page. Join the group. Also, share this Black Ass News podcast with all of your little friends. And don't forget Black Ass News Comedy on IG and TikTok. Stay safe, y'all.